This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just as millions of you are planning to travel for the holidays, Spirit Airlines says it's filed for bankruptcy protection. It's lost billions in the past few years and faces debt payments totaling more than $1 billion over the next year. But it says it expects to operate as normal as it works through this. Donald Trump Jr. is talking about that pushback from some in Washington over President-elect Trump's controversial cabinet choices, saying that pushback proves that the people he's choosing are the kind of disruptors that voters want.
Yeah, I think the reality this time is we actually know what we're doing. We actually know who the good guys and the bad guys are. We know who the guys are fake. And it's about surrounding my father with people who are both competent and loyal.
He was on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. The latest now on President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. to hit inside Russia. The AP's Julie Walker.
In a major U.S. policy shift, President Biden has for the first time authorized the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine to strike inside Russia. That's according to one U.S. official and three people familiar with the matter. The decision comes as Biden is about to leave office and incoming president-elect Donald Trump has said he would bring about a swift end to the war and has expressed skepticism over continued support by the United States. The weapons are likely to be used in response to North Korea's decision to send thousands of troops to Russia in support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
UN climate talks resumed this morning overseas. UN Climate Change Executive Secretary Simon Steele was blunt, saying to negotiators,
"Let's cut the theatrics and get down to real business."
This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Who's with Red?
Breach!
The action comedy Red One pulled in $34.1 million in ticket sales domestically, according to studio estimates, making it the weekend's number one movie. Red One is an Amazon MGM Studios release and originally was supposed to go straight to streaming. Venom: The Last Dance is in second, followed by the best Christmas pageant ever. Heretic is number four. The Wild Robot is number five. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Boeing is laying off more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union, part of thousands of cuts planned as the company struggles to recover from financial trouble, as well as an 8-week strike by its machinists union. The workers will remain on the payroll through mid-January. Boeing announced in October it planned to cut 10% of its workforce. That's about 17,000 jobs in the coming months. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.